Welcome to the daily VFN Radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I wanted to share is abiding and spending time in the Word, and came across 1 Samuel. It talked about, you know, Samuel anointing David as king. They have all these kings around these days. And something very interesting, you know, David, Samuel's going to anoint the new king of Israel. Saul had some issues, if you will. And my goodness, to think that God even repented of the fact that he made Saul king. I mean, right. We can ponder that for a while.
I regretted the day.
Yeah, I totally regretted the day. And so Samuel's on a quest to go anoint the new man, the new king of Israel that God has chosen. I mean, God has chosen this man. And so Samuel shows up, and I love this when he shows up. In verse 4, it says, Samuel did what the Lord had said, and when he arrived in Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked, do you come in peace? I mean, my goodness, where is the trembling today when the prophet of God walks in, when the word of the Lord's about to come? Are we in awe of that word? I mean, it's just we need those days. Mm-hmm. We need those days. So Samuel says, we're going to have a sacrifice. Yeah. Going to Jesse's house.
That's right.
And so Jesse, he's about to anoint, you know, one of Jesse's sons as king. So Jesse has about 7 or 8 sons, and each one of them he stands and parades in front of Samuel. And Samuel's looking them over, each one by one. You can imagine the scene, right. You know, the prophet has showed up. And one by one, you know, Jesse's standing back and watching his boys, you know, go in front of his, you know, men, sons, going across Samuel. Then the word says in verse 6 that when they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord. In verse 7, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, praise the Lord, for I have... for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
That's right.
I mean, wow. Step back. I mean, he says, I have rejected him. He didn't reject him as a person, but he just rejected him for the responsibility of being the king. You know, you got to be ready. You know what I'm saying? Got to be ready.
Right.
And, but Samuel was looking with the outside eyes. He wasn't looking with his seer eyes, if you will, but he was looking with the outward eyes and looking at the outward appearance. And many people today, they judge based upon that. Many people today fall prey to looking at people because of, I mean, how many people have got higher jobs just because they're good looking? You know what I mean?
I was just going to say that.
You know, this culture is so obsessed with looks, and I mean, my goodness, I mean, any wonder why our daughters, our young girls are just so insecure? I mean, every airbrush magazine out there, it's just horrible. It's not even realistic.
It's not even real.
No, it's just a tremendous pressure. You know, God forbid a woman goes out without makeup or something. It's just like, you know?
Yeah, right.
Although makeup is a nice thing, though. Although
it does help a little bit.
Okay. let's keep that moving.
but I hear. But, I mean, I don't know.
Don't look at me.
Not that I have any experience or anything like that. Let's clarify that.
Okay, just want to make sure. But you talk about judging from the outward appearance. You know, judging by the outward, making our, you know, an opinion. And to judge means to form a judgment, to have an opinion, and you can have a good opinion, but sometimes you can have a critical opinion. And I think that you know, the word tells us in Matthew 24:12 that because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Listen, when love is growing cold, I mean, we're not seeing wickedness on the land today. when love is growing cold, then people are very quick to be judgmental, to be critical, and to form opinions of others.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hold up, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to step into that. And it's just amazing how quick and easy someone just can go from, whoop, you know what I'm saying, just straight critical.
Right.
It was like no pass go, no pause, no, just flip the switch.
Yeah.
And love is growing cold. Love is growing. And the greatest, I mean, think about this. Love is the most life-changing force in the world. Really, love is the most life-changing force in the world, mm-hmm. and the greatest act in humanity that was ever done. You'll marvel at the acts of humanity. Like, the greatest act of humanity that was ever done was Jesus himself dying on the cross because he loved us.
That's right.
It's the greatest act of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And this act was what? Rooted and based in love.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to remember that. I mean, just, we really need to remember that. The Lord really has me on this word of remember, you know, remember.
And it's important because how quickly we forget. We forget yesterday, you know, all the things that God has done in our lives. I mean, we get so caught up in the fires at our feet. We forget. Yeah. I mean, he's, look where you came from.
Yeah.
Don't forget that. Sometimes we may have to revisit it if we forget.
Tell me about it. I mean, when the word remembers in the book of Deuteronomy 16 times, in some ways, you know, Deuteronomy knows the book of remembrance, and he's telling his people, you need to remember this. There's some things I want you to remember. Remembering, bring it back to your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It takes effort. It takes action to do that. And so, listen, I mean, you're living today without an abiding journal? Not a good idea. You know, living today without a planner? You know, not a good idea. You've got to be able to write things down. You got to be able to remember the wonders of the Lord. Trust me. Trust me. There will be a day that you will need to encourage yourself like David had to encourage himself in the Lord and to bring to mind the things that God has done for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm telling you, I mean, this attitude of gratitude has to fall upon us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, we're going to get critical.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be narcissistic. We're just going to think about ourselves. We're not going to take the time to care for others. And we'll start judging the very people that we were called to love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when we see love, when you see judgments and you see, you know, people that are being critical, you're seeing a lack of love.
All right.
Call it for what it is.
That's right. You know?
And you may think at first glance that maybe this hasn't been something that's happened in your life. Maybe you've been the recipient of that. And I want to tell you today that if you've been the recipient of judgmental accusations and treatment, then let me tell you something. God's not judging you. God's judging you.
Mm-hmm.
And don't receive it. You know, so many times people are just, they own whatever someone speaks over their life as if it's, listen, if it's not godly, if it's not right, you don't need to accept that. Don't be like Velcro and let every word spoken over you just attach.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not of God, if it doesn't line up with God's word, let that thing go. Don't own it.
Right.
Yeah, but they said, but is it true?
Right.
Is it true?
That's
if it's saying not true, let that thing go because you become a prisoner of that. In fact, that's what judging does. Judging locks that individual into the judgment, into the sentence that you've pronounce over that person.
That's right. I mean, if it is true, let it go.
True.
You gotta let it go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, I just can't get over that statement you just made a while ago is that when you see people being critical, that's a lack of love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times do we have even just the slightest critical thought or make some passive statement, not even thinking about it, but to even make a statement about somebody or to look at a situation and judge it in any critical way is the fact that you're lacking love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we're supposed to love everyone. You know, Jesus tells us to love our enemies, you know, and my goodness. I mean, that is just, wow, what a paradigm.
Huge. Right. Listen, this is what Mother Teresa said. Okay. She said, if we spend all of our time judging people, we won't have any time to love them.
Wow, that's true. That's true.
Really, if you spend all your time criticizing and pointing out people's faults and looking how they don't measure up and how they messed up again, first of all, I mean, you need to look in the mirror.
You know what I mean? Right, right.
You probably made a couple of mistakes yourself, or you're about to hit one really hard.
Yeah, you're about yeah,
you know?
Exactly right.
And it just, it helps us. It helps us because we need to have compassion. We need to have compassion again. I mean, it's just like when you lose love and things become busy, when you become impatient, you're only just concerned about yourself, you know, yours and mine and what you got to do. Mm-hmm. We fail to empathize. We fail to have compassion for other people, and we fail to move in love. And you know, we've said this before, but we've got to slow down to the pace of love.
Yeah, it's critical.
You know, it is. Because without love, we don't have anything.
Right.
We don't have anything. And how, I mean, God's called us to be his representatives on the face of the earth, his ambassadors. And so, you know, by moving in love, if, you know, God is love.
That's right. And if you say you love your brother, but, or say, no, if you say you love God, but you don't love your brother, he calls you a liar.
A liar.
Liar. That's pretty strong words.
Mm-hmm. I've always loved those I've always loved those statements you say, I have my own relationship with God. I just love God. And I know, but you hate people right now. Come on.
I know a guy. I won't mention any names. Bless his soul.
Not Chris right now.
He goes, I love God, you know, I love hanging out with God. I just don't like people. They just get on my nerves. People just bother me.
Oh, God.
This is a true story.
That's impossible.
That's impossible.
It's impossible. It's impossible to say you love God and not love people. In fact, it's a good indicator. It's a good litmus test. We got to be real. You know, the thing is like, let's be real on this side. Let's talk about it. Let's do a you know, a checkup from the neck up. Let's check the heart. Let's look in under the hood.
Check up from the neck up. That's good.
Check what's going on.
Time for overhaul.
Listen, the Bible says to even examine yourself to see if you're still in the faith. I mean, the problem is, I mean, are we even examining ourselves? Are we even looking at what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's time to remember. It's time to reevaluate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably time to repent.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's probably time to repent and turn back. Turn back. Listen, you know what? God knows that we're made of dust, that we... you know, lose our alignment, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, again, why abiding relationship with God is just so important. You know, we talk about this often and we say about this often, but please, one of the things that you know, we don't want you to do is to become so familiar that you know, they keep talking about this abiding. Listen, go to iabide.org, iabide. .org and begin a plan today. I mean, you've been hearing us talk about abiding.
Yes.
And you're saying, what is this abiding stuff? Check it out. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. It will change your life.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to be spending time with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he who kneels before God can stand up to anybody. And if you're hearing from the Lord, let me tell you something. You're going to be able to keep yourself on path and on check. But I just wanted to share that. I wanted to talk about that today. I'm glad we're talking about it because you know what? We can fall prey to that at any moment. And it's okay for us to pause and say, you know what? I need to just remember where I came from. Remember who God is.
Right.
And I probably need to repent and not be judgmental.
That's right.
But always move in the position of love. Listen, the answer is always love. If it's just the answer is always move. If you always move in the position of love, guess what? You'll be right. You'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you move into any other position, it's probably not going to go well.
All
right. Not going to go well.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.